Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing today? That's all I really want to say. But then again, I need to convey. In an acting way. No one needs to tell you what is true. Because the truth is,
I really want to get to know you. And I really do. Hello. Hello, Twitter. This is a tape. So, this is Dove Knight. Yes. The artist. The video maker. The performer. The songwriter. The singer. The musician. The entertainer. The intellectual, the philosopher, but I am truly Dove Knight. Now, I have dance pop songs for any of you who like my four songs, pop songs I released recently. And I wanted to just, you know, do a periodic podcast. I may be doing more podcasts, I don't know. I have to check my schedule, but really I am there for you. I'm always will be. And I do appreciate anyone or to you who are listening to these podcasts. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you very much whoever listened to my songs on Spotify, my videos on Vevo. I made a lot of music. I released 3 albums. And because I released 3 albums, it's so much fun to do. You know, I will say that they were quite similar because, you know, they had those three songs, and then I made another one, and then I released the EP. So I also have lots of singles for you to listen to for free if you want. You can listen on Spotify, Google Play. You can listen to it on Deezer. It's there for you to enjoy. Making music is complex because I've written the songs in a studio, either with other people or by myself, but it was so fun to do, to be involved with producing the lyrics and the melodies, because making melodies is so much fun. Now, with videos, it's a little different, because I do all my videos on my own. Some are so original, and others are so, so fun. It's just the creative process. It's just one step at a time. But I just want to say that because I am a human being and an individual, and I've always been an artist, I've been an artist for the last several decades or whatever, I also became aware that I have to utilize the mental side of my being and the karmic expectations that made me be a truly genuine person who can utilize the mental processes or processes to understand what's going on in the world around me. That includes philosophy, etc. So going back to college was so essential to understanding that side. So on my Twitter account, I write a lot of things about all kinds of things that are more, opinion-based. But please excuse me, I'm open-minded to all points of view and all opinions related to anything in the world, whether it's politics, religion, etc. But at the same time, I try to be very respectful of others, and in particular their endeavors and their lifestyles, etc., because we're all important. We are all important, and that's what I do. But most importantly, again, as I repeated in previous podcasts, I am an artiste. So Dub Pop Songs is out, and it's a joy to make. There's also Dub Night 1990-2019. I'm still very young. Yes, I am. That album is out. That's my third album. So I will retweet that on Twitter and around the world, whoever is listening. Making music is such a joy because I write about love, falling in love, and I write about serious issues because I have a variety of issues. Now, in my songs, like in Rock and Roll, I write about really serious stuff that I encounter at times. And then with my pop and rock, that's songs I write about love. And, you know, creativity involves being diverse. You know, rock and pop, new wave, etc., dance, etc. It's important to incorporate elements. Like in Forever Through Time, if you listen to it, it has an element of country as well as pop and rock, in my opinion. Or if you listen to I'm Over You, it has an element of funk, you know, rhythm and blues, or and pop. So it's a mixture of elements that go along with making the songs. And it's such a joy to make music. The videos are pretty much everyone was made by me. It's on Vevo. So it's there for you to enjoy. I approach each video in relation to the song and how I vision the song to be with my videos. Now, if any of you are interested in just my podcast, my philosophy, or concerned about me personally in relation to what I say, my mental side, I will say I'm fine. You know, I express opinions about politics, etc. But push that aside, I am open to everyone because being an artist, I'm aware that, as well as intellectual, that I'm aware of other people's point of view and to respect that. But at the same time, the goal for me is just to create for the whole entire world and to articulate what I feel with respect to others. Because everybody deserves to be respected no matter where they come from. Because if you listen to me online or if you see me writing, it can be totally different from what I was saying in a podcast or if you met me directly. So the important thing is just listen to the podcast, or if you have any questions about what I write or my podcast in relation to different topics or my music, etc., just contact me directly. That's the most important tool of expression and for you to get to know me, either by email or directly. The problem that I had with some people is that they made these assumptions about me. You know, I had in the past people made assumptions about me, but they never met me in person. So that is the concern on their part. But it's not a concern about me because truly it's just going by an opinion or by assumption that is practically not necessarily based on fact. So that is how it is. I will say that, and I'm aware of that, because at times I you know, like any other human being, I get into that, you know, I make an assessment about something from a distance without knowing all the facts, and I have to be careful. So the important tool in understanding what the truth is about me, or you want to get to know me or work with me, etc., you know, it could be like wanting a relationship or wanting to work with somebody professionally or friendship or whatever, is that we have to get to know each other personally, directly involved, and that will solve the whole situation. It really is about getting to know someone directly and not making assessments. Because I find that first impressions are not always what is really the truth, or making assessments or making assumptions about someone without directly knowing them or knowing the truth, all the facts, is not a good thing. It gives practically, truly, for the most part, a false impression that has nothing to do with the truth. So, you know, sometimes it is, you know, the truth, but sometimes it isn't. We don't know what the truth is until we know the person. So I say to all those, if I have fans who love my podcast, me talking, or love my songs, it's there for you to buy, you know. As far as me making more music, that is a dilemma because I made so much. The next goal in the pilgrimage of me, of my evolution as an artist, is to maybe release another album. I don't know when that's going to happen. I will let you know on Twitter when it comes out. When I know, I'll let you know. If any changes, I'll let you know sooner than later or whenever. As far as podcasts, I would do it periodically, or more importantly, I may do it more frequently. I've been doing these podcasts for several years. I've been doing it for several years, so those on Twitter or and otherwise who hear me, you know who I am. So I love to articulate what I have or express what I feel, and it's truly the best way for me to understand what's going on around me and in my life. And because I'm so into expression and communication, I find that music is a certain form or a communication that fits me perfectly, because I can create something from the situations that I encounter. You know, as I write, you know, as a human being, I write about, I went through a lot of things, and I have to be truthful. You know, I've been through so much. As I said in previous podcasts, I've been through so much goodness and so much insanity and so much stuff, even going on now, that's just the process of human being, that the best way for me to deal with it is to try to create, to write a song about it, or talk about it, etc., in order for me to find a comfortable solution to it. And that is where it is, you know. And yes, it's the truth. I can't hide anything, you know. Being an artist, a communicator, I have to be honest. You know, I have had issues and situations that, because of some of the stuff that I went through, I am still trying to understand and work on myself and to become as best a person. And that is keeping my mind open about what I need and what I don't need, but I'm very much in control. But at the same time, while I'm in control of myself, I'm always going to be respectful to others like you. Because you are beautiful and I'm beautiful, you know. Oh, and thinking of that, beautiful is a good, you know, good song to write about. Well, anyway, one day at a time, one step at a time, it's just an important process of understanding through the communicative process as well as the creative. Because the creative process is so important to me. Because that's why I came to, Hollywood, was to be a creator. And that is exactly what I became. Making music is part of my karma. It's what I'm supposed to do in this life. I was born to make music, and I have. I have accomplished that. My third album has came out, and perhaps another fourth album might come out. I was brought on this planet to create in some form or another, and that creative process is singing and writing music and producing, etc., and also to use my mind to understand and to know the difference about what's going on in this planet, because there's so much to learn and grow. And my motto at this stage, and perhaps for the rest of my life, or let's say through eternity, is that life is too short, so I have to make the best out of it. Yes, I have my ups and downs, but I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine, trying to be healthy and to do the best I can. Because the truth is, since I only have one life to live, I better, let's say, make the best out of it. But the important tool is to create and to make music. And I hope whatever you feel you need to do on this planet that's positive, that can help yourself and others, may it all come true and may it be worth your while. And I leave you with that. I hope to write a song soon because I've written so many. But, you know, at the same time, I'm also trying to keep healthy because COVID-19 has came upon us, and I truly hope there's a vaccine sooner than later. I hope it's soon. Really, I do. Because I would like to go out and do the things that I used to do, and I truly have, you know, appreciate the days before COVID-19 where I was able to do that, and hopefully you will too, and those days will come back. But I also regret it, you know, like I was planning to perform some places, and I wish I had done that before. And, you know, but the thing is, life goes on. You have to move on and do the best, and I continue to create in my own way and truly try to understand what's going around me to become a better person. So thank you for listening to these podcasts, whoever is listening to this podcast on Twitter and otherwise, and to everybody around the world who's listening, whether you're in the United States or Australia or France, London, South America, Australia, etc., Middle East, Russia, wherever, may you all have a good night. And truly, the best explanation I can say is, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, no matter what religion, no matter what lifestyle, no matter what race, no matter where you come from, we're all beautiful. And we all going to do the best we can. Good night from Dove Night.